Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is August the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2022. And that's, again, I want to remind all those globalists of whose kingdom this is and who is the king of it. And I want to open this up. There's been some talk, and used to be, and it's big in the church that, and I'm not gonna do a lot of this. This is gonna be just up in the front. Then I'm gonna talk about Alex Jones and what's happening to him in the courts and what's all that stuff is about that's going on right now. And but this, I want to clarify whose kingdom this is. And this helps do that. This is Matthew 21, 33 through 38. Here it comes. Quote, "Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when the time of fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took the servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize upon his inheritance." Well, I'm going to read a little more. "And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord, therefore, of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen?" And the people that were listening to this parable said back, "They say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their season. And then Jesus said unto them, did you read in the scriptures that the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof." Okay, what is the kingdom? The kingdom is earth, isn't it? Kingdom is property on the earth. Yeah, that's what the husbandman wanted to take from Christ, the king of it, the owner of it. And what did they do to steal it from him? They killed him. So, to say that the earth is not the kingdom or part of the kingdom, I mean, the kingdom really is cosmos deep and time wide. I mean, it's the whole enchilada. But the earth is certainly a part of it. And if you want to be a fellow heir of it, you want to be a husband that yields fruit to the king. protects the vineyard and gives the king his due upon asking. So this, I got news for the globalist. This ain't about global warming. This ain't about climate. This is about righteousness. This is about doing the right thing. This is about protecting individuals' life, liberty, and possessions, and their means of defending those things. And what do we see? We see these globalists and these tyrants. They want to make us defenseless to tyranny so we cannot defend ourselves from them. And that's what these, and guess what's going on in Austin, Texas right now? That's this big trial, and that's only one of three against Alex Jones. And the present trial, one of the three of them, and in fact, see, the three trials that are coming up are jury trials based only upon the damages. He's already been found liable for defamation. And then they're going to have three different trials on how much he owes, having been found guilty of defamation to parents of those alleged to have been killed at Sandy Hook by the mass shooter, Adam Lanza. Well, the trial that's going on right now is where Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis, interesting that they have different names, a parent of Jesse Lewis, who was killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. They're quoted as saying, "I very much look forward to justice being served," unquote, said Mr. Heslin about the Alex Jones trial. Now, what has really happened here is that Alex Jones first was sued for defamation, he had said that what Heslin said in an interview could not have been true. Heslin said that he held his son while he died at Sandy Hook. Well, Alex Jones said, no way, that didn't happen. And he based it on the comment of Dr. Wayne Carver, the medical examiner for the state of Connecticut, who stated during the conference that the parents were not allowed to see their children at all. They identified the children through photographs, they said. And so, therefore, if they weren't even allowed to see them, how were they allowed to hold them in their arms as they died? Well, here's what happened in the trial. And I'm just shooting from the hip here. There's a lot of detail here that would could be addressed. But anyway, the essence of it is that during pretrial discovery, Alex Jones was asked to supply all information about how much he earns. Now, I think the purpose that was claimed was that they thought he made a lot of money off of defaming the parents of those allegedly killed at Sandy Hook. Now, personally, I just like to say that I don't know that how would you identify money he makes from having a radio show talking about a million different things? How would you determine that he made the money off of defamation, the few things he said about that, compared to 100 other things he said? I really don't think that had any bearing at all in this case, but I would think that's probably why that Alex Jones thought that was irrelevant, immaterial information to turn over. And many, many times attorneys do that. They just simply, boy, I've been there. They've told me to jump in the lake 100 times when I ask for that kind of stuff in a trial, ask or better things, critical things. They'll just say irrelevant. We're not giving it to you. And so that's what they did. Well, the result was he was slapped with this huge, I don't know, it could have been even $1 million. I don't know. But they slapped him with a huge fine as punishment for, and I guess they called it when you don't respect the court, contempt of court for not turning over discovery that was requested. So they slapped him with this big fine. Well, in order to get out of it, I think they gave him an option. And to get out of that preliminary fine was if he would stipulate to the facts of the plaintiff's facts, which would have been Neil Hessling's facts. So if he would stipulate to that, then they would relieve him of that penalty. And they decided to go for that, thinking that the Texas Citizens Participation Act which they filed, you can file for a dismissal of the case under the Texas Citizen Participation Act, claiming that you were exercising your First Amendment even as a newsman, and that gives you a protection, and many times you can have the case dismissed, and they do all the time. That's what they used to get rid of me when I sued the Houston Chronicle and the Hearst Communications Corporation for libel. They just dismissed my case under the Texas Citizen Participation Act. Well, it doesn't work. It works for the big outfits, but not for the alternative media. So when Alex Jones filed that and decided to stipulate to it, still holding that the act would protect him regardless of whether he stipulated to the facts of Hessling or not. Well, the result was he didn't get the case dismissed, and the judge after Alex stipulated to the facts that Hessling pled, then he was stuck. And the judge found him guilty of defamation under the facts that Neil Hessling provided, that Alex Jones stipulated to. And they just kicked the Texas Citizen Participation Act to the curb. Well, I'm going to tell you, that Texas Citizen Participation Act, they ought to have that thing thrown in the trash because it is flawed in the first place. I mean, these courts are so full of fraud and crap to protect the mighty and powerful against the citizens of this country. We need a radical change in the legal system. And these guys that have these ads on television chasing 18-wheeler trucks around, those people are pathetic. I mean pathetic. Pathetic millionaires that don't know crap about America or the law of the land and could give a damn about protecting the people from tyranny. These people, they make me sick. Anyway, to carry this on, and now I think I ran over my time where I can't, darn it, I can't play this video. I wanted to play this video. Now that I told you the background of what's happening here, I wanted to play a video that Alex Jones made. Now, some of you may have seen it. And let's see, how long is it? I think it's, I can't tell. I think it's about 6 minutes, something like that. And now I don't have enough time before the first break to play it, so I'm going to have to wait till after this break. But anyway, that's basically the situation. Now, I don't know what the other two cases are. I think what it is it's and again, I'd hate to say, I don't think it's just other people that are going to testify. So I don't know what the other two are, but I know that that's one of them, and I think that's the one that's going on now. And by the way, you can, they're televising this. Well, no, I don't think they're televising it, but they're live streaming it. In other words, it's not going out on major networks, but they're live streaming it to YouTube, and you can go to YouTube where these here the where the trial is posted and archived. So I think you just look up Alex Jones trial or something like that, Sandy Hook trial, and you can actually watch them. And of course, there's even something here that says, by the way, I'm reading from James H. Fetzer at jameshfetzer.org, where I'm reading this material. And so, but there's other places too. There, here's one that has a video parked at, and it's called More Sandy Hook Evidence Analysis, and it's parked at the Dark Outpost with Brian Davidson and Danny Saris. But anyway, of course, this brings up what has happened with Dr. James Fetzer as well, because he wrote a book entitled Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill to promote gun control. So he was sued by a Mr. Lenny Posner, and he was found guilty of defamation by summary judgment. But Dr. Fetzer did not stipulate or agree to any of the facts or evidence that Leonard Posner produced or pled in his suit. And in fact, he disputed all of them with his own facts and some of them and own evidence. And some of it was very compelling and legitimate. And but he was found guilty, and it was affirmed at the Fourth Court of Appeals in Wisconsin, and then later it was also affirmed, or his writ, his petition for review was denied by the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. But lucky for Dr. Fetzer, having not stipulated or agreed to any of the facts of the plaintiff, and having been found liable for defamation under a faulty summary judgment, and a summary judgment that is completely inverted from what good practice should be in summary judgments, he is now appealing to the Supreme Court of the United States. And his petition is there, and it has been moved, has been forwarded on to the law clerks for summary, and is fixing to be reviewed by the justices and their law clerks. And it looks really good. But anyway, we're going to take this break now, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
The Biden administration has set another record. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. As of 2 days ago, 609 dead bodies have been found on the U.S. side of our southern border this year. The record was previously set by the Biden administration last year. In his first year in office, 566 dead bodies were found. By comparison, before Biden in 2020, 247 bodies were found. The lackadaisical immigration policy of this administration is encouraging people to seek help from cartels and smugglers for the long and dangerous journey. Where is the disgust and outrage over all of the dead brown people? How is this not a headline from every news outlet in the nation? Kids in cages was a headline for over a year. That is nothing compared to 1,175 dead under this administration. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hair, dude.
Great song, Julie. Thank you. Well, I'm going to get right into this video, and hopefully we have enough time to hear it all, and then we can talk about it more after the break, the bottom of the hour, and I'll take calls at that time if you want to call in. Here it goes. Let's hear from Alex Jones right after one of these pre-trial hearings right before the trial. Here it goes. Well,
yes, ma'am. The statement is this. The judge is doing this for political reasons.
Okay.
Everything is hidden in plain view.
It's all the way up.
I've been found guilty by the judge, and now there's a trial where they tell a jury to decide how much.
Can you hear it at all? That's never happened. You can't hear it? Hang on.
A default is when somebody is.
Okay, we must have gotten kicked out of the. Let me see if I can get this back on again here. Share computer sound. Start sharing. Now this ought to do it. We'll see how this works. Here we go.
I've been found guilty by the judge, and now there's a trial where they tell a jury to decide how much money I paid because I'm already guilty.
Okay.
That's never happened. We gave them all the discovery.
Did you say no, you can't, or you can? Okay, thank you.
Default is when somebody is being sued and they leave the country and don't show up for the trial. Or they get caught doing criminal things like paying off a judge or something. They have taken my right for a jury to decide if I'm guilty, and now a judge tells a jury that I'm guilty, and they're trying to hide that from the jury. And during the jury questioning, they were really confused and kept asking, well, I thought you're innocent until proven guilty in criminal or civil trial. She goes, well, this is a special case. I say he's guilty. She read that to the jury. I say Alex Jones is guilty. And now you're going to decide how guilty he is. And then they get up there and put all these edited videos out, completely out of context. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And this is the weaponization of the judiciary. It's absolutely horrifying. This is a witch hunt. This is a show trial. This will go down in history as one of the greatest show trials ever to happen, not just here, but even in places like Nazi Germany. I mean, even in Nazi Germany, they let you basically be innocent or proven guilty. They would then just rig parts of the trial. Here, she says, I'm guilty until proven guilty. Guilty until proven guilty. Not guilty until proven innocent, like Nazi Germany, because you were guilty until proven innocent in Nazi Germany. Here, I'm guilty, the judge says, and then they decide how guilty. And then, I mean, the process of this has been unbelievable. They have all our emails, all our documents, all our videos that we gave them. They defaulted as saying we didn't give them any of that. I spent millions and millions of dollars. They don't tell anybody that she's fined me $1.5 million. And we're not allowed to tell the jury that. She put an order out saying, you will not tell the jury that you're innocent. You will not tell the jury that you're not getting a fair trial. This is an order and motions in limine. You will not tell the jury that you're not a bad person. I have to sit there while they go, he agrees he's guilty, and you're just going to decide how much he pays. This is the murder of your rights to due process, to the federal constitution and the state constitution of Texas, that in any number of just a few dollars that you get the jury to decide if you're guilty, and then they decide damages in a separate group of hearings.
Mr. Jones, I hate to interrupt, but what do you have to say to the victims' families about the evidence that was laid out? We all know Sandy Hook's It's happened, you mock the parents. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, well, that wasn't, so you just said the evidence. That was a bunch of edited garbage. Did you notice he kept saying that I made fun of Heslin? I never said his name until today. And we're gonna show all that in there.
What?
All lies. My fill-in host was just reading a Zero Hedge article because it was a huge controversy. I went on Megyn Kelly and said I thought it happened. I went on Megyn Kelly and said I was sorry. They didn't show you that. They showed a controversy about something that a news article on Zero Hedge said that a guy on the radio was just reading a ton of articles hours and hours a day, and they make that a big giant conspiracy that we were attacking him. Never said his name, but I mocked him. You just
okay. I'm going to take tell you, we're going to have to cut this short. We'll play the rest of it when we get back. But we're just about out of time. So hang with us and we'll play the rest of this and then maybe entertain some calls. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now, still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now, through the light. Listen to the tide slowly turning. Wash your
I love it. Love those guys. Love that band. Love that piece. Thank you, Julie, for playing that. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery at republicbroadcasting.org. And now we're going to hear the rest of this video that was made of Alex Jones just coming out of the last pretrial hearing they had before the jury was to hear evidence to figure out what his how much damages the plaintiff suffered Here we go. Here's the last of it. It's only about 2 minutes left. Here we go. And Julie, you have to tell me, make sure the sound is working here.
Said it. Aren't you smart? This is the incredible deception we're dealing with. I'm going to tell you again. You're having all of your rights robbed. This is a kangaroo court. This is a show trial. This is a constitution destroying absolute, total, and complete travesty. This is lawfare. This is the weaponization. You see, this is God saying you've already lost.
You've already lost, Alex, $150 million.
Exactly, because the judge said I was guilty. I don't have $1 million. That's another thing. I don't have $1 million in the bank.
You have too much money.
Brother, this is all. I know this is going to blow up in their face politically. Down the road, everybody's going to know.
Alex, what is the $8 million in cryptocurrency?
That was donated, yeah. And
okay,
it's all been spent.
Money.
And it's all been spent.
That you got.
And it's all been spent. And it's all gone fighting this.
Why didn't you show up to earlier hearings? Why didn't you show up to the earlier hearings?
I'll come back and talk to you guys later. Why didn't Heslin show up to earlier hearings? I mean, I'm working on the air every day. I'm trying to run an operation. We're not allowed to tell the jury
that more important. Than
we're not allowed to tell the jury that InfoWars is bankrupt, and we're putting federal filings in showing we have no money
to
prove that.
Do you plan to be here the rest of the trial?
We got business here.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, listen. If you want to be bamboozled and lose your First Amendment and lose your Seventh Amendment and lose all that, go ahead. You're having your rights to a trial by jury to decide if you're guilty or innocent stolen from you. This is a kangaroo court. This is a political action. It's a wish hunt. I'll be back later.
Wow. Well, you got the gist of it right there. That's amazing thing. He's right about that. This summary judgment business that's going on, all these summary things, I got to tell you, that even the American Bar Association has said that only 1% of lawsuits in this country go to a jury trial. 1%. I had my attorney in San Antonio tell me maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, that only 40 trials took place. Only 40 jury trials took place in all of Bexar County in that year, for the whole year. 40. I mean, how many million people and how many lawsuits are filed there in Bexar County per year? And only 40 of them went to trial, to a jury trial. And, you know, what's that? They last about, maybe the average of them is about 3 days. Some of them shorter than that. Occasionally, you'll have one longer, but that's not a lot of time. You don't need any big courthouse for that. Well, anyway, I think maybe I've covered that enough. Maybe I'll cover some more of that later. And now I'll try to take some calls. Nancy from California, how are you? Hello.
Hello?
Yes, now I hear you.
Sorry. I listened to the Alex Jones show. I was told to get off speaker, so I'm going to get off speaker here. I listened to the Alex Jones show, the latest one, which is probably, maybe you haven't heard it. He says that he came face-to-face with the Sandy Hook, I guess it's two people in particular, and that he sees their pain, and he's now changing his mind on Sandy Hook, that it really happened. So, you know, as far as Alex Jones goes, I think he's a big psyop. He provides information, but what is it going to do? Maybe just rile up the population and get us to rebel against our established government, which, albeit it's controlled and we have lost the reins of power, but to have civil unrest is not the way to go about regaining that control. So just thought I would share that with you.
Okay, you said a lot, and I got about 50% of it. I don't know why that was.
Oh, darn.
First of all, let's stick to one topic so we don't give me a chance to, digest it. Yeah, what is it that you said about Alex Jones?
He goes on to say...
He toes the line, did you
say? Listening to his... So this whole trial culminates in him admitting Sandy Hook really happened.
Oh, that's what... Oh, you're saying that the effect of this trial on Alex Jones is that he's admitted that it took place.
Yes.
I don't know that
he
actually...
I think that was the intended. Well...
He did say, even in the video, did he not, that that I played, that he said he was sorry. And I'm not so sure that he said that he believed it all. I think he said he was sorry for what he said.
He does. No, he says he believes it all because he saw these people face-to-face in court. He saw their pain, and you just need to find it. It's something you haven't come across yet then. And I need to go. I'm sorry.
Yes, well, that's okay, and I'm glad you brought that up. I hadn't really heard that well, and I only know some of the things that happened in court and what's been reported in the court records. So I don't know what he's... I don't watch his show, so I don't know what he had there. But anyway, thank you, Nancy, for bringing that up, and I'll just say some more about that. You can get in a defensive position where, they threaten your entire existence. You're busted back to doing roofing work and picking up garbage and stuff. It's a scary thing. And, it can lead you to recant. And, the problem with this, let's get to the real problem of this and why it exists. Police investigations are not open. They are not open. There is no freaking way you can find out if Sandy Hook actually took place or not. You just take somebody's word for it. That's hearsay if you really get right down to it. It's hearsay. I mean, we're determining mass murders based on hearsay. Where's the police investigation? Where's the outline of the bodies? Where's the pictures of the kids? Now, I've said this 100 times, and I want this to sink into the public. If you're using a mass shooting, the violence done by another, to disarm the American public or to alter the law in order to disarm the American public, which is now against the law, if you use it to alter the law of the land, that is terrorism. You're using violence to alter the law of the land. Even if you didn't do the violence, you're leveraging the violence done by another. That's participation in the violence. That is agreement to use violence to alter the law of the land. Now, if these people didn't go out and try to disarm me and my neighbors and make me vulnerable to tyranny and where I can't defend myself from it, now, if they don't want to do that, I'll be happy for them to be just as private as they want to. But you don't get to be private if you're going to disarm me and make me vulnerable to tyranny. I'm sorry, that ought to be the law of the land. You start using a crime to create and commit another crime, then you got to make it public. And I mean, you got to have police reports to show every gory detail. And even then, it's not justification for disarmament of the people, but it ought to be a requirement. If you're going to go out and use this and leverage this to commit another crime, then you need to make every bit of it totally public. And had that been done, there would not have been one word uttered about whether or not Sandy Hook happened or not. It'd have been living proof, man. And they had allowed people to go through the building and see stuff. No, what do they do when they do one of these? They tear the building down before anybody ever sees it. And they do the crappiest police reports known to man. Redacted, sloppy, tiny. You can't make hide and a tail of it. You know, there's nothing in the entire Sandy Hook crime reports that you could determine one thing from it. It's like 700 pages long. And it's packed jam full with irrelevant nonsense. So they are doing something. You know they're doing something. These people want the guns. That's what this is about. Well, anyway, enough of my rant, and I'll take Lark from Texas. How you doing?
Howdy, Ron.
Hey, Lark.
You know, just want to remind the listeners, what you're looking at is an example of the superimposition of communitarian law upon America's courts.
Yeah.
Let me put this in simple terms. First of all, you've got the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act.
Yeah.
Then you make a segue over to YouTube and you watch Nonlinear Warfare, a New System of Political Control. Then you do a search on the internet. What is communitarian law?
Yes.
Then you do another search. What is reflexive law? And then what is R2P? R, number two, P as in Paul. Responsibility to protect. Now put all that information together, and you know, education for 20 years, education policy in this country, they've been talking about outcomes-based education.
Yes.
Okay, once you find out what outcomes-based education is, and you find out what reflexive law is, now you learn what outcomes-based justice, quote unquote, is in America. And that is what you're seeing with this Alex Jones thing, who may indeed be an entertainer. Okay, he says as much.
Yeah.
I noticed he had to talk about the Nazis and all that other kind of stuff, you know. But he could educate his listeners and do actually a good turn if he would just tell them about communitarian law, because it actually exists. But instead, everybody thinks it's just way beyond their pay grade, and they don't want to say the words because they might reveal that they just don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah. Well, what was the name of that thing on YouTube, the first one you gave? It was a non-linear what?
Non-linear warfare.
Warfare. Okay.
A new system of political control. It's what
Could
Vladimir
I get to
Putin
it just by
did.
Putting in there nonlinear warfare?
That's the exact keywords.
Okay, good, good. And then the other one was was reflexive law.
Yep, just do a search. What is reflexive law?
Reflexive.
Yep, okay. like a reflex.
Right.
IDE.
Right. Okay. Very good. Well, I'm glad I got that, and I'm going to check those out. I'm with you on this communitarian law thing. I think you're right on with that, and we need to get to a place where we know how to use it, you know how to expose it, know how to actually destroy it, only way I know to actually destroy it is to prove it's false. All of it's just false, based on false premises and doctrines, you know, but we need to know where it is and how to apply it. And the next thing is how to apply that, and how do you apply that in courts is, another thing. But anyway,
we heard Alex talk about due process and how he was deprived of due process, right?
Yes.
Well, now we have to figure out how the hell they got away with it. Because that's exactly what happened. He said that right 100%.
Oh yeah.
But if people will just follow the roadmap I just laid out, you know, then we can have a conversation.
Yes. Yes. Well, all right. That's very good. Lark, I got two other callers. I'd like to try to get them on. And thanks for calling in on that. And by the way, I want you back on the show. We need to cover some more of this, just like you brought it up. And I think we did a good one on the last one and even had some exhibits. We did a live stream video of it, too. So let's work on another one, Lark. Keep it going. Well, I want to work with you on this.
Yeah, hopefully we accomplished something just now.
Yes, okay.
All right, thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Lark. Okay, Andy from Texas, you're up.
Hey, Ron, I appreciate you taking my call. Lark is spot on, but in many respects, your first caller from California, she said that this was a psyop in some way. And the only psyop I see is that by him reporting how well he was railroaded, if you will, throughout the entire trial, that might scare other people away from standing up for what they believe in, keep them from wanting to say something that might be controversial, that has a victim involved in it, that may or may not, they may try to sue or whatnot. That's the only psyop I see. One of the things I'd like to ask Alex, if I could talk to him, is how come you didn't file a petition,
petition for review?
The judge is biased, so you put in a petition of prejudice. How come he didn't try to file and get a different judge or something?
Why didn't he do that? Well, first of all, let me tell you, I've done all that kind of stuff, and it doesn't work. I've had guys I knew were going to be prejudiced against me because they'd been prejudiced against me before. And I filed a motion for a recusal of the judge, and they bring in another judge, a visiting judge, and he sits there and listens to it and what your complaint is, and I made plenty of sense and showed why the guy had done things against me before that shouldn't have been, and he just said, that's about the only way you can get one of these to recuse is if you're related to them or they're related to the other party. I mean, this is tough stuff to try to prove. And besides, it's a known fact that judges are biased. So there's hardly any. It's just too. You can't go anywhere with that. Trust me. That doesn't. Just they won't acknowledge it and do anything.
In interest of time, you got another phone call. Let me just throw this out there. That's the reason why I hit the road, because I was getting railroaded in all these court cases and stuff that they throw against you. I mean, you're a targeted person as soon as you... I mean, every time you go into court, whatever's in your court papers, that's who you are. It doesn't matter if you're a preacher now or a football coach or whatever. You're doing good things. They always railroad you. So this has never been a justice system for justice. It's been a just us system. And you can pay these people off, by the way. I spoke to a very high official in Kansas City, and he told me how to get over a crime up there. All you have to do is, you know, go golfing with the prosecutor and slip him an envelope with $5,000 or so in there, and you can get off of it. Anyway, I'll let you go. You got other callers. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you, Andy. I like it. Okay. All right, Tom from Utah, you're up now.
Oh, there we go. I heard the noise. Yeah, this is TomInUtah.com, and the reason I put that out there is I've been laboring as an advocate for a handicapped individual for 4.25 years now. What Andy said, what your previous callers have said, it's al ditto. It's a matter of practice and standard for them to withhold exculpatory evidence, to twist evidence, to twist words, and especially if you're handicapped or if you're not this skilled in the court experience. They turn you, it's like the case I'm defending over here with this man who was accused of arson. You can see that in just carpetfire.com or the arsonthatneverwas.com.
Yeah, I remember those. Tom, what was your... You've got a new one, though, didn't you say? What is it, TomFromUtah.com?
Yeah, I bought that domain and pointed it at the Meadows Fire case. use the other extension it takes to my other areas of expertise.
Yes.
It's really interesting. I was living in La La Land up until 2000, thinking there was honesty in the courts. However, I was a good friend with Ezra Taft Benson, you know, as well as Cleon Skousen. I don't know if you know those names. And even John Benson. I don't know if you knew that John Benson educated Roger Sales. Is that his name?
Oh, okay. I know that one.
Yeah, I've hung around with some real intelligent activists and patriots, but I was still living in La La Land until 2001.
Yeah.
And then I got drafted into a case where a family lost a baby to the state. It had one baby die and a surviving baby. They were being accused of abuse and neglect. And when I got into there with my pathology background, I found out the baby had simply been poisoned with carbon monoxide exposure.
Wow.
And it took us 8 months to even get that evidence into the court. They would not accept it.
Wow.
How did I do it? The media. I went to my Hollywood friends that I used to teach in the 90s, got them to come on board, and Fox TV put on the story for me.
Really?
And it was the publicity that broke the doors open on the courtroom, and the court had
Fantastic.
To finally had to admit the baby was not abused or violated by the parents, but literally was abused and violated by guess who? The city, county, and state. They'd all green-lighted this violation of code that allowed the family to be poisoned subtly, and particularly the babies or the toddlers or the housebound.
Sure, yeah. All right. Well, Tom, I thank you for calling in with that, and I'm glad we got your new website that's pointed
to some
other
way to drag you to it.
All right. Well, thanks
for calling,
Tom.
And by the way, I ask everybody listening, please share that website and share it with people, especially if you got connections in Utah or into the judiciary.
Very good. Okay, Tom. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right.
Talk radio is the only way to fix anything.
Ah, good idea. Right. Very good. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank
well,
you.
John, you're up, but it's there's no time left. We're just about at the end of the show. Hopefully you'll call in next time earlier and get in front of the line. And but anyway, I appreciate everybody listening. And I don't know what, you know, there's a lot of things been said about Alex Jones, but let's don't lose sight of the big picture. Tyrants in charge of tyranny don't want armed citizenry. They're taking them. They're coming for the guns. All right. Well, thanks for. We'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.